Welcome back to God Books. If you've been listening to my podcast for a while now, I think you know that most of the times what I do here is talk to booksellers and bookshop owners from independent bookshops all around the world. And I absolutely love those conversations. I feel like every bookseller I've interviewed has come to bookselling and has come to own or run their shop via a very, very different way. And it makes me really intrigued by every next interview I'm going to have. Like, how has this person become a bookseller? What is their day like? What books do they love? And every one of them just offers me a new perspective on the world, really. So I love those conversations. I hope you love them too. If you know of a bookshop that I should definitely interview on my podcast, please let me know. Some of the best conversations I've had have come after recommendations from listeners, from friends, from people that are just as into bookshops as I am. So please, please reach out and tell me. And you can do that on Instagram, and you can also send me an email at godbookspodcast@gmail.com. But what I want to do today is a little bit different. Every once in a while, I just get these kind of extra bursts of energy and inspiration, and I find a little bit of time, and I want to share some of the reasons why I love bookshops. So what I'd like to do today is take you on a very fast tour of some of the world's most niche, most specialized bookshops. These are really quirky places. Some of them I've had the chance to visit, most of them I have not yet been to. But why I want to do this is because, and why I actually started the podcast to begin with, is because I find bookshops as spaces so, so incredible. They're places that can adapt, can mold to any society, culture, historical time, any needs and wants of their readers. They always change. They don't have to be one thing. They could start off as being, you know, just a bookshop, and then they can turn into an event space. They can turn into a children's bookstore. They can turn into a socialist bookstore, whatever the need might be in that moment. And we're not going to go into it today, but throughout history, bookstores have, in different countries around the world, played a very important role. For instance, during revolutions, during times of political struggles, they've sometimes been almost places of refuge for people where they could really go and be themselves and have those important conversations. Other times they're places of entertainment. They're places where concerts are happening, where parties are in full swing, right? So they can just be more for our escape, our pleasure. Other times bookshops are just the place you go when you don't know where else to go, what else to do with your time, with your maybe sadness, maybe loneliness. So I just find that concept of having a space that can be that flexible, that adaptable, that wonderful in its full humanity, amazing. And one of the reasons why I started the podcast is to kind of promote and hopefully protect these spaces from going extinct as society seems to be going sometimes in a different direction. So all of that to say that today we'll try to, in our mind, go to some of the bookshops that I've come across online or physically that seem to me to be the nichest, most specialized, perhaps weirdest, wackiest bookshops, with the overall message of saying, let's protect these spaces. They're so important. What else do we have that is as whimsical and interesting as the concept of a bookshop? So first up, Pillow Cat Books. What a name. Pillow Cat Books is a place where they've gone absolutely crazy for animal literature, or really animals in literature. So here you will find books that have one common denominator: an animal or animal character must be present. So they have books about art, photography, design, even fashion, literature, comics, of course, children's favorites, but the important thing is that animals are always present. Obviously, this is in New York. Where else could we find such a niche bookstore? Please go visit if you're in the neighborhood. Now, from there, let's go over to the UK, where we will find a place called Wonderland Bookshop. Perhaps this already makes you think of Alice in Wonderland, and you would be quite on point. So they have giant clocks, playing card wallpaper, lines from the book scribbled everywhere. Really, the only thing missing is a disappearing bookstore cat. A few memorable lines from the book, like I'm late and eat me, are scribbled throughout the store to really take you to Alice in Wonderland. What a great place for kids, I imagine, and for adults who want to feel like kids again. Next stop, hop aboard the Literary Express at Robert Hum & Company. also in Britain, that happens to be Britain's largest railway bookshop. How about that? So they've got rare and out-of-print books that'll make any train enthusiast shout, "All aboard!" Pun intended, obviously, all the puns here are intended. So the homepage of this bookshop, Robert Hamm & Company, is also pretty great because they are ever on brand, telling you which trains they are closest to, what train can you take to reach them, which I just think is really nice. Go by train to a bookshop about trains. All right, let's head over to Italy and go to Rome. Rome has a couple of bookshops that I find quite unique. First up, there is Libreria Il Mare, a store that's all about water. Water-related nonfiction, maps, novels, even pirate tales, anything you want. My secret wish here was that they themselves were on a boat, but unfortunately they are not. They are an actual building, but I haven't come across any other water-themed bookshops, but if you have, please let me know. We're staying in Rome to go over to Libreria Griot. This is an Italian bookstore that is all about African literature. From fiction to non-fiction, they've got it all. And they also offer all kinds of courses and workshops in Arabic, Swahili, Somali, as well as journalism classes, writing workshops, so you can really immerse yourself in the culture even more. All right, let's head over to Berlin. Here we have a couple of ones that I found for you, but the first one I want to tell you about is Biblioteca Culinaria Kochbuch Antiquariat. This is, I would imagine, a food lover's paradise. This isn't just a cookbook store. There's quite a few cookbook stores, and I'll talk about another one in a moment, but this one has over 15,000 vintage cookbooks. And I just find that really cool. I mean, how do you get 15,000 vintage cookbooks all in one place? And what a beautiful place to shop for a present for someone who's really into cooking and who appreciates something vintage. So I wanted to make sure to have this one on the list. Let's head back over to the UK and let's go to London, where I came across a bookshop called Bookmarks. This is really the place to be if you're into radical or socialist reads, or if you just want to expand your mind and read a little bit more about the environment, women's rights, class struggle, a lot of leftist topics that perhaps you know a lot about, perhaps not so much, perhaps you don't go in that direction politically, but I think it's always important for us to read about things that we might even disagree with. I mean, they've got books on anti-globalization, women's rights, the history of class struggle I mentioned, labor movements. I just think it's pretty cool that they're so outspoken about what they believe in, and they've decided to focus their entire bookshop on that. Now, let's cross the channel to Librairie des Femmes, a Paris bookstore celebrating women's writing. Books by women, about women, for women. If I analyze my own reading habits, I notice that sometimes, without intending to, I read a lot more books by men versus books by women. It's probably because of the way the industry works and the books that are getting the most promotion. Slowly we see that changing, right? And we see more books by women being heavily promoted, and I think that's great, but it hasn't always been the case, of course. This made me think about a bookshop that recently opened in Madrid called La Anonima. I happen to know about it because it's pretty much next door to my in-laws. And this name, La Anonima, aims to pay tribute to those women who have been silenced, unable to sign their texts, and so in many cases they have signed as anonymous. This is a great bookshop. It's small, it's new, it also has children's books, so if you happen to be in Madrid, you can go and visit them. Now, I mentioned earlier that we'll talk about cookbook stores, and I just want to talk about one that is in Brussels, Cook and Book. This is a bookstore that is also a restaurant. It has 9 unique rooms with different atmospheres and different book selections, and they even have a playground so you can send your kids there. As a mom, I know I really, really appreciate that. And they have one room designed to look like a British library, complete with a wide variety of English books. So they're really committed. And I find this bookshop interesting. It's actually been recommended to me by a friend, but I found it cool because I think it's nice to be able to buy cookbooks, but also eat food made following recipes from those cookbooks in that same space. So I just always find these little, you know, these little connections, these quirky little ways of doing things kind of nice, and I wanted to include them. All right, let's go over to Germany again, and let's go to Berlin. If you're into theater, and if you happen to be in Berlin, you might want to head to Germany's Einar & Bert Theaterbuchhandlung. This is actually a bookshop that I lived close to for a while in Berlin, and I find it really nice that they specialize in theater, but within the world of theater, obviously you can go anywhere from children's theater to operas, to books about theater, to theater plays. So it is actually not as small as you imagine. There's quite a lot going on there. And if you're curious, they get their name from theater icons Einar Schleff and Bertolt Brecht, and it is Germany's first theater bookshop, and I'm not really sure if there's more, but it's definitely the first one. Taking you back to Madrid for a second, I want to take you to two bookshops there. First up, we've got La Libreria. This is the ultimate haven for lovers of Madrid, because since they opened in 1986, they specialized in the city itself. And it is also a publishing house, and they've already published about 700 books, all in some shape or form related to the city of Madrid. You'll find books that are fiction, books that are non-fiction, obviously travel guides and maps and all those kind of stuff. But you will also find books that are just based in Madrid or have some connection to the city. So that is quite specialized indeed, I'd say. The next bookshop from Madrid that I want to take you to happens to be in a market, in the San Fernando Market in Lavapiés, and it's called La Casquería. And around it, there are stalls selling fruit and vegetables and butchers and fishmongers. And everything there is sold by weight. So La Casquería, the bookshop, also sells its books by weight. So they don't specialize in anything, so they kind of get like a special spot in today's episode because they're not a niche bookstore, but the way they sell their books is quite niche, so I wanted to include them. All right, I will end today's episode on an environmental note, if you will. I've come across a really, really nice bookshop as I was doing research about climate bookshops. And that is how I found The Nature of Reading, based in the United States in New Jersey. It began as an online and pop-up bookshop on Earth Day, nonetheless, in 2022, so not that long ago. And it is an environmental bookstore. It specializes in climate change books, but also seasonal reading and nature writing. So Haley, the founder of this bookshop, manages to pull together the joy and wonder of the natural world with the knowledge and the action-oriented awareness that we need to acquire around climate change and what we need to do to not fall into that hopeless, desperate mode of thinking about climate change, but really feel quite the opposite of that, quite hopeful about the action that each of us can take. And she aims to promote books that will get us in that way of thinking, and along those books to also promote beautiful books about nature, and then also look at seasonal reading, reading books that match the season in which you're reading them. So why I wanted to end with this bookshop is because The Nature of Reading is my guest on the next episode of Got Books, which will come out, I hope, very, very soon. I had a great chat with Haley. I'm in the process of editing it and wrapping it up for you so that you can have a listen. And she was such a great guest, so I'm really looking forward to publishing that episode and sharing it with all of you. So these were my funky, quirky bookshops for today. I hope you enjoyed this whirlwind tour through some of them. I've probably missed hundreds of niche bookshops from all around the world. So please do let me know, what's your favorite? Have you come across a great bookshop that was very niche, very specialized, very particular that you'd like to share with me so that I can share it further with other listeners of Got Books? And I'll see you next time for a conversation with The Nature of Reading. Until next time, sit back, relax, and enjoy a good book.